Hi, I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO. It was the first day of school for students in the Juneau School District today, and it's also the first time students headed to the newly consolidated high school and middle school campuses. As KTOO reports, the morning was filled with a lot of nerves and excitement. The neighborhood surrounding Juneau Douglas High School, Yada'akathle, in downtown Juneau is packed. Cars line the streets, buses fill the roads, and students shuffle down the sidewalks. Juniors Jimena Ramirez and Aurora Cole are headed to their first classes. Ramirez says she's got a lot of emotions running through her head right now.
I think it's chill. I'm excited for it. I'm just, like, nervous. Like, I think everybody's nervous to, like, just be with everybody, find parking and stuff like that.
This school year is the first time in 16 years that all high school students in Juneau are under one roof, instead of splitting between Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain High School in the Mendenhall Valley. That's because the building is now Thunder Mountain Middle School. This past winter, the school board voted to consolidate Juneau's high school and middle schools, among other cost-cutting measures, in order to fix a multi-million dollar budget crisis. Ramirez went to Juneau Douglas last year, but this is Cole's first year here from Thunder Mountain. She says it's nice to have some friends like Ramirez to help guide her through the new building, but she's still nervous.
Kind of exciting just because of all the people, but it's also scary because you just know nothing.
And it's not just students who are on edge.
It's just a lot of unknown, I guess. I think we're trying to go into it optimistically, but it's a big, big, big shift for us.
That's Brooke Roeder, a parent of a junior starting his first year at Juneau Douglas after spending his first 2 years at Thunder Mountain, which is closer to their home. Roeder says she might be a little more nervous than her kid.
He's been positive, you know, the whole time, as well as all of his friends that I've talked to. They're just going into it more positively, I think, than I feel right now. I'm just nervous mostly.
Juneau School Board member Brittany Choney Haywood was at the high school Thursday morning to check in on how things were going. She says she's heard a few concerns like the lack of parking downtown, a few late buses, and scheduling issues for some students. But overall, things are going better than she had hoped.
At this point anyway, from the little that I've seen, feels like it's going fairly smoothly. I believe that there probably will be some rough spots as we kind of try and get those smoothed out. Patience and grace.
Across town at the newly combined middle school campus at Thunder Mountain, the parking lot was a lot less empty than in years before. As parents line the drop-off lane to say goodbye to their kids, 7th grade student Sienna Call stands in front of a sign outside of the school so that her dad, Neil Call, can take her photo.
I'm feeling pretty confident because I have some friends that I'm excited to see them here.
One downside for Sienna and her dad is that they live right next to the former Floyd Dryden Middle School, which she says she would have attended had it not closed down this year under the consolidation plan. But Neil says they're staying positive.
When they close that, it's kind of a bummer, but it's a really nice facility here, so the middle schoolers are going to have a good learning experience, and that's the main thing.
In an interview earlier this week, Superintendent Frank Hauser said he is confident that consolidating schools is a major milestone for getting the district back on track financially.
I think the district is positioned to be more responsive, but at the same time, being able to provide those opportunities for our students and really expanding out, and not having to reduce more because of those costs. The consolidation really made it possible to put us on firm financial footing.
But with state funding for education in unknown territory heading into the next legislative session, Hauser warns there still could be more bumps to come on the road ahead. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. And childcare in Juneau is already stretched thin under normal circumstances. So when a home daycare flooded last week, some families with young children found themselves with nowhere to turn. After a week-long scramble, an emergency daycare center opened up in the former Floyd Dryden Middle School. As KTOO's Anna Canny reports, both parents and child care providers are relieved.
2-year-old Silas Benson pulls off his tiny purple rain boots in the doorway of a classroom at Juneau's former Floyd Dryden Middle School. Then his dad, Isaac, scoops him up and carries him across the threshold. Silas gets shy as he takes a look around the room. He's been coming to this daycare since he was just a baby, but this room, with its soft rugs and bins of toys, is unfamiliar.
I know it's a big transition and change, isn't it?
The Benson's regular daycare, Glacier Valley Kids, flooded during last week's record-breaking glacial outburst. Floodwaters rose up to their house, too.
Stayed up all night, watched it happen, and luckily we were just high enough to not get totally inundated, but it was still really scary.
Their garage and crawl space took on water. They spent the week drying things out and helping their neighbors who are worse off, all while juggling other responsibilities.
My wife and I were trying to still work full-time and full-time parent, which, I mean, those things are incongruent, right? Without daycare, without them, our lives don't really function normally.
The opening day of this emergency childcare center marks some return to normalcy for Benson and other parents. It's also a big day for childcare provider Carolina Sacona. She's been running Glacier Valley Kids, a state-licensed daycare, out of her home on Emily Way for years. But last week, more than 2 feet of water surged in and soaked everything on the floor.
Toys or daycare rug, some of the wooden furniture, their pillows, their staff animals.
At least half of this stuff had to be thrown away. And it was clear that the house itself was uninhabitable.
I was crying. I didn't know what was going on, what we were going to do. All I could see, my home destroyed, my child got destroyed, and I knew this was going to be months before that could be built back up.
It looked like Glacier Valley Kids was going to be out of commission. That wasn't an option, says Blue Shibler, the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Association for the Education of Young Children.
In general, we can't afford to lose any childcare spaces.
Parents that rely on Sacona have nowhere else to go. Childcare for children under 5 is extremely scarce.
There's waitlists everywhere. I have a waitlist myself.
So if she wasn't able to reopen, that would be 12 families that had to leave the workforce. That's all there is to it.
So Shibler's agency pitched in some money to replace the toys and other supplies. Sacona picked out a new plush campfire set and a miniature wooden kitchen, among
what
other things.
What is it?
Other daycares around town made donations, too.
Blocks. Say blocks.
And the city offered up the former Floyd Dryden Middle School building, which also served as an emergency shelter for people who evacuated their flooded homes just last week. Sacona says she's relieved it all came together so quickly.
I need to be back at work. I have a family to support.
She's a single mother of 4. Luckily, she moved her family into a new house just this summer, one that wasn't touched by rising waters. But the house that did flood supported Sacona's livelihood and that of the 3 people she employs. Over the weekend, they transformed 2 of the school's empty classrooms, one for mealtime and play, the other for movies and nap time. Ever since the school building was vacated earlier this year, the city has been eyeing it for childcare. So Glacier Valley Kids will be a trial run. From one side of the room, Sacona watches the kids as they explore and rediscover some of the familiar things she was able to salvage. There's a few favorite toys that were spared on high shelves. And the plastic tables and chairs that were designed to withstand toddlers held up pretty well against floodwaters, too. On one wall, there's also a painting of a smiling lion with a rainbow mane. Sacona stopped by her gutted house on Emily Way to retrieve it.
I thought of bringing it just to the kids, you know, are so visual. They'll see it, they'll remember. This is us.
In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.
And summer weather in Juneau is hanging on for a little bit longer. Today we're going to have a sunny afternoon with a high near 67 degrees and a little wind coming from the northwest region. Tonight, it'll drop to around 51 degrees, but tomorrow it's going to be sunny again with a high near 65. Heading into the weekend, Saturday will have a high near 70, and Sunday will follow with a high near 75. There are 5 cruise ships here in Juneau today, with the last one leaving at 9 p.m. Tomorrow, there will be 4, with the first one arriving at 6 a.m. and the last one leaving at 10 p.m. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO.